from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Mason, August 20th. Five things on the tape worth your attention this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Markets. FTSE 100 Live, UK stocks set to outperform Europe as energy shares slide. Next, second, from the Daily Upside. New family offices prefer direct investing to hedge funds. Family offices are big on DIY. Just over 92% of family offices newly identified by fintechs in the second quarter said they were most interested in direct investments. By comparison, just 10% said they were focused on hedge funds, versus nearly 40% of the broader fintechs database mapping private wealth. The numbers suggest that newly established or identified family offices are showing a particularly strong appetite for investing directly in companies and other assets, rather than relying primarily on external fund managers. Up next, third, from Rule of Law Guy. FHFA published recently the results of the 2026 Dodd-Frank ACT stress tests results, severely adverse scenario for the G says the GSEs passed the tests with flying colors, and FHFA finally stopped presenting the results on the GSE antagonist alternative basis, the deferred tax allowance C/DT they case, which was used by the Obama administration to support its preference that the GSEs go into receivership. GSEs passed Dodd-Frank severely adverse stress test with flying colors, again, and FHFA finally de-Obamafies itself by omitting the DT Day valuation allowance case. The Dodd-Frank severely adverse scenario sets four financial conditions that are worse than that experienced during the Great Financial Crisis GFC. And then, fourth, from Pristine Capital, US Treasury saves long-term bonds. Hedge relative weakness in OI/semis FOMC minutes intermin Wednesday US Investing Championship record 2026 15.03% as of 7/31/2025 plus 39.1% 2024 plus 254.0% 2023. Plus 103.5%. Just when it looked like long-term US treasuries were going to slip into the abyss, the US Treasury announced it will double the size of long-end buyback operations. This could be a key pivot. Let's take a look under the hood of today's action. Here is your end-of-day market recap. Healthcare Roman 45 Bios XBI Genomics ARC Rocket High along with Metals Macro. Bonds TLT plus 1.7% / Dollar UUP 0.9% / VIX 6% minus. Metals, Biotech, Builders. Healthcare lead semis, cyber, aerospace lag out of the B. Ox proprietary stock screen notes regarding the below lists, names trending above their value area on three different time frames, uses volume at price market webs, MW trading system learn more can be utilized to generate trade ideas, names to watch / set alerts, and identify potential sector and OV. Raw market themes, especially overtime. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets. Japan student loan bond priced at record high coupon. Up next, sixth, from TTG Trading. TTG Edo D Market Review positions, themes and global trend portfolio. And then, seventh, from The Market Chronicle. Treasury buybacks put bond market liquidity front and center. Rates fell sharply on the day after the Treasury said it would double the size of its bond purchases to $4 billion from $2 billion for 10, 20, and 30-year treasuries. The bond purchases send a pretty clear signal that things in the off-the-run market were very illiquid and that we were likely seeing bid-ask spreads widen. Off-the-run treasuries are anything that is not the most current issue, and they tend to have lower liquidity and trading volume to start with. It could be due to the absence of buyers for those issues, it is hard for me to say. Next, 8th, from Stockquakes. Stockquakes I Stock Analyzer 5,000 stocks daily. Asterisk paid equals stock symbol viewable with paid subscription. Stockquakes top 10 average index charts. Stockquakes identify noteworthy changes in the market. Stockquakes sizes can be small, medium, large, and huge. The daily top 10 up average index is an aggregate value of noteworthy changes in stocks that ended the day with stock prices higher than they opened per RAI algorithms. The daily top 10 up average index is huge today with a Stockquakes level of 11.86. Here is a chart of the daily top 10 up average index values for the last 10 trading days. Up next, 9th, from the Daily Doom. The collapse is here. Global bond market implodes. US Treasury to the rescue. Wow. Have I got a feast of headlines and videos for you today as the world falls apart? the question I raised yesterday about whether we were looking at the start of a global bond crash or something less horrendous answered itself overnight. Today, the US Treasury clearly revealed it to be a global bond crash when they made it complete with the surprise flourish of a major rescue plan that has the Treasury copying one of the Fed's old forms of quantitative easing. And then, 10th, from Prospero, live at 3 p.m. ET, Prospero Stock Market Live, covering all of the stock market stories that you need to know to stay up to date on what's happening in the market. Click here to watch live. Opener IVDES, Anthropic, Growth Taiwan paying AI dividend, biggest trading loss ever, Bitcoin and crypto roaring back, Mark Walters, in deep waters. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.